Things.
Good Things.
With Brent Lindeke.
It's a Friday, and it's been like the longest week of the year so far. It really feels, from the national shutdown that was the revolution that never came on Monday, to a public holiday, to Human Rights Day, to like a whole week of all sorts of news and stuff. We always end off on a Friday with the good things guy, Brent Lindeke. Brent's in studio today, and I love it when you come in, Brent.
Oh, I love being in studio. There's such a vibe. Whenever I come into studio, I get to sit with the team. I get to talk a little bit. We chat off air. It's just lekker to be in the studio.
And he's got a fancy video man following him around because he's an influencer, as we like to call them.
Day in the life of Brent is what it's called.
So you've got some great stories. A Pretoria waitress is being held as a hero after jumping into action to save a child who was choking. This is pretty incredible.
It is pretty incredible. So luckily, her name's Olga Fakude, and she had first aid training, which is so important. And when I got the story on my desk, I thought, how many waiters actually get first aid training? I was a waiter. I knew nothing about first aid when I was sort of being a waiter, and here's this incredible South African. She was working at a Wimpy in Pretoria, and a little girl started choking while she was eating her breakfast. The mother was concerned. Olga jumped in immediately, sort of got that chest pumping, got the food out, and of course everybody celebrated, and she's been called a hero or a heroine online.
That's amazing. It's such a great story, and so important to have first aid training.
Yes.
Especially when you're around kids as well. Several men that attended the One Small Act of Kindness breakfast feeding scheme. They were treated to haircuts afterwards, and it was a really welcome surprise.
Absolutely. So one of the things that the homeless community and the needy community, one of the things they lack is hygiene. We never ever think of that. New socks, new underwear, sort of washing your clothes, washing yourselves. And this community went to this breakfast only expecting breakfast. And about a quarter of the way through, they were told that they would be treated to haircuts and sort of cleanliness as well, which is just so sweet.
That's so lekker. Okay, so listen, let's get into this big old box up that you've been having on social media. So if you were listening last week, you would have heard that Brent went to Germany for like 2 days to a big fancy movie premiere. And then you came back to South Africa. But this international cricket journalist, he wrote a scathing post about how horrid his trip was to South Africa. And you thought, well, I'm going to write my own piece about what it's like to come back to South Africa, what my experience is like when I come back to South Africa, when I go through the airport, how I'm treated. Tell us about what his experience was, what your experience was, and what's happened since.
So he arrived in South Africa. It was sort of January, if I read the post correctly. And he had just had the most harrowing experience. He must be the most unluckiest man alive. He arrived, and the airport staff were horrible to him. He said there were people that tried to stronghold his luggage cart, and he had to fight with them. And then eventually they sort of intimidated him into giving them a tip. And then when he left the airport, he got pulled over by police, and he said that they harassed him. The police harassed him. There was also some tippage. They wanted cool drink money. I'm not too sure. And then just from there, it gets worse and worse and worse. He was too afraid to drive to the cricket stadiums. A couple of things sort of happened that made him fearful. The potholes, the load shedding.
And then there was an incident at an ATM as well.
So he was too scared to go to the petrol station. And eventually he went to the petrol station in the evening. And it was somewhere in the heart of Sandton. And there were two security guards that came to his window, and they told him that his e-toll tag was unpaid, and he had to go into the store in the petrol station to draw money, to give them money so that they could pay for his e-toll. And he did all of that, and while he was doing that, he made a conscious decision to show his PIN while drawing the money. Like, it's just a lot of stuff. And then he ends the post off by saying he went back to the airport to leave, thankfully, because he just wanted to get out of the country.
Because he hated the country.
Hated the country. And as he went for a wee, there was a conman cleaner who was trying to get a tip out of him again.
Okay, so he had a bad experience in South Africa. So what did you decide to do?
So I tried to look at it as someone who is arriving in South Africa. Yes, I'm South African, so maybe it's a little bit different. But I got to stand. They've got these fast queues when you come into the security sort of before you get your baggage. And the fast queue, if you belong to certain banks, they allow you in. So nobody knew I was South African. I was standing with other internationals. And there was an American woman in front of me. We were chatting. And when I got to the front counter, the customs officer said, where have you been? Did you enjoy your trip? like, quite nice. And I said to him, yeah, but I was just in Germany. And he said, oh, teach me something in German. And I said, because you know, he's quite busy, he's doing his thing. So I said, oh, danke schön means was thank you, which is something I learned. And he said, yeah, niabonga and danke are thank you here. And we both laughed, and it was quite a sweet, like, interaction. And then I went off to the bathroom to find these con men, because obviously it needs to happen. I wanted to go see. Went into the bathroom, and I was greeted with the most incredible human with the biggest smile. And his first words were, welcome to my office. I keep it clean. Like, just so sweet. And there was no tip jar. I didn't feel intimidated to give a tip. And you know what the reality is? This guy cleans toilets all day. He deserves a tip. Like, that's a hard job. That's not a nice job. But I didn't feel like I was being intimidated for anything. And then I desperately looked for these strong holding staff members of the airport that were going to take my baggage trolley. And they weren't to be found. It was taxi drivers asking me if I needed a lift or if I'd organized it. And everybody was sweet and hospitable and lots of smiles. And that's the South Africa that I know. That is the South Africa that I know. And that's what I wrote about. You can complain. We've got problems. We have potholes. We have load shedding. We've got corruption. We've got, in the news, open up a newspaper and you'll see the stuff that we have to deal with every single day. It's tough. But when it comes to the people of South Africa, we are incredible. We are the most incredible nation. We are hospitable. We are kind. I think we've got the biggest hearts. And yes, there are bad apples. We know them.
Yep.
They're in the news. Yeah. But the majority of us are really, really good humans. And what upset me about this journalist's post, because it wasn't even an article, it was a post on Facebook, is that when he ended the post, he said, do not under any circumstances come to South Africa. How dare you say that about our country? Like, how dare you? He's been lambasted online. It's been a whole thing. And then, so the story doesn't end there. Someone tagged the article in the comment section, and he just wrote the most awful thing about me, and I'm not going to repeat it. I can't on air. It's not.
When they go low, you go high. Brent.
This is it.
Go read Brent's article. It's lovely, and thanks for always bringing the optimism. And you know what I take from that is what you put out to the universe, get back.
100%. 100%. Before I go, the way you see the world depends on how you look at it, and that's the reality.
Brent Lindekew, end off your session as you always do on a Friday.
To all of our listeners, I want to wish you only good things.